You're listening to Wild Weekend, hosted graciously by the WKCO Heaven Blogspot series of podcast network machine. You can find that at wkcoheaven.blogspot.com. I, of course, am DJ Easy Eargasm, delivering the easiest, sleaziest, greasiest, colored green like peasiest eargasms since 2004. For those of you with clumsy fingers or without a sundial, that's approximately 7 years of relentless, unstoppable, irreplaceable eargasms delivered straight to your furred earholes every month on the 20th. Some of you might be thinking, ah, Deej, that's what you like to call me. I never permitted you to call me that, but whatever. You say, ah, Deej, you sound a little sad today. You sound a little grave, like you have some news of import. I do. It's true. Gather close. Gather your ear close to the speaker or earbud as I whisper this tale to you. Tomorrow, May 21st, 2011, the world will end. That's right. Tomorrow is the rapture, the apocalypse. It all goes down. It's going to end. Maybe you've been reading about it in the news. Maybe you've just been seeing it in the Times, sensing it in the disorder that unfolds around us. Either way, it is clear that tomorrow the world is going to end. I felt I must, nay, I could not address this issue. And fortuitously, my podcast release date is right before the apocalypse. So I'm going to do my duty. I'm going to duty my due. I'm going to prepare you, inform you of, and provide you a forum for lamentation for tomorrow's apocalypse. All right, so let's get started. We're going to listen to my theme song, and then we'll get into it. You're listening to Wild Weekend. I'm DJ Easy Eargasm. Let's hit it! Generate for providing me with my theme song for the last time. Of course, it's Wild Weekend by Teen Generate. So today is the day, the last day, the day before the end of the world. Here I am, looking outside my window in beautiful, frightening Washington Heights. I watch the people go about their day. Sad, I think. I won't even get to see the area become fully gentrified. I was looking forward to having an au bon pain next to the Carniceria meat depot. It's all for naught. Our trials and tribulations made irrelevant by the precise mathematical apocalyptic plans of Jesus G. junior and senior. Maybe you're struggling for academic excellence, attempting to become a physician of doctors, aka a PhD. Maybe you've been working tirelessly to try and find the cure for disease, poverty, inequality, or bashfulness. Maybe you were writing the screenplay, movie, or play that would revolutionize art and win you acclaim from the critics and our heroes. Maybe you were beefing with that hoe Tina since she went and slept with Barry behind my fucking back. No matter what thing we were doing, it all means nothing. Because sunset, May 21st, 2011, according to exact calculations, it's the end of the world, that's it, it's over. Put down your textbooks, put down your beakers and your bleakers and your safety goggles, put down your pencils, put down your various papers and toys. You've got one day to live, and then it's over. I know what you're thinking. That is, holy shit, one day to live. What am I gonna do? What am I gonna do? How can I fit in all the myriad of activities and wants and desires and loose ends? How can I tie them all up in one day? I'm DJ Easy Eargasm, all right? Maybe you forgot. In which case, maybe you have Alzheimer's, because I say it about 20 times a show, but I'm DJ Easy Eargasm, and I want, for my last act of compassion and sacrifice on my penultimate day on this planet, I want to tell you crumb bums how best to prepare for the living end, and how to use one's last days the wisest. And that's why it is now time for, ladies and gentlemen, DJ Easy Eargasm's Doomsday Schedule. Step 1. Okay, first things first. Before you go to sleep tonight, May 20th, set your alarms for 6:30 in the morning. Place a glass of water next to your bed. Take off all of your clothes. Hide your pets under the bed. Prepare a top 20 playlist of songs. Read one great work to completion, preferably Tolstoy. Alright, you're ready! Lights out, sweetheart. I'll see you tomorrow. You look so peaceful when you sleep. Great, just keep sleeping. Step 2. Wake up and drink half of the glass of water which you previously placed next to your bed. Do some calisthenic stretches in the nude. Make sure your window is open. Sit with your legs crossed and breathe in deeply. Say to yourself, I will only have 6,000 more of these breaths before I breathe my last breath. Start counting, and keep doing so throughout the day. Step 3. Throw your lover on the bed and have wild, impassioned sex with him or her. Remember, it's the apocalypse, so there's no time for foreplay. Also remember that if you keep to my schedule, which I highly advise you do, there will be no second chance for lovemaking, so everything must be perfect. If you suffer any embarrassments, accidents, or awkwardness, the shame will be unbearable and will ruin, literally ruin, the rest of your life. So no pressure and have some fun. Note, if you don't have a lover, you may also use a pillow, hand, vegetable, or autographed headshot of Rob Lowe. Step 4. The last breakfast of your life. You will have a spinach omelet with feta cheese and thinly sliced quail breast, accoutrements, brick oven, wheat toast covered in a jam made from frog tears. If you are a vegetarian or vegan, you can either say fuck it, because you're about to become human vapor, or you can take out the eggs, cheese, quail, and frog tears and have some spinach. Step 5, don't worry about the dishes. Step 6, sit down to your computer, access Facebook, poke everyone you think is attractive, post a funny YouTube link, and then delete the account and throw your computer out the window. Step 7. Call all of your exes and ex-friends with whom you've had a falling out. Tell them that you were wrong and they were right, no matter how you feel. Say you're sorry. Sacrifice your pride to make someone else feel good about themselves. Generosity is possibly the most human of traits, and what better time to express our commitment to humanity than now? If you simply cannot resist, whisper, "I have one last thing to tell you," and then fart gently into the phone before hanging up. Step 8. Go outside. Go to the park. Do yoga. Get grass stains on your pants. Climb a tree. Swing on a swing. Do somersaults, handstands, swing from the monkey bars. And if you see any children, make sure you tell them loudly about the terrible things that await them in the rapture. Don't skimp on the teeth gnashing. Step 9. For this one, I'll give you some leeway, some options. There's a couple hours until sunset. You can either A, repent every wrong you've ever done with passionate sincerity, clutching your hands in remorse until your knuckles turn alabaster, or you can catch the Hoarders Marathon on A&E. Step 10. You should probably call your family. Don't dilly-dally, though. You have a last meal to prepare for. They start crying, just do this old gym. Sorry, Mom, I think I'm going through a tunnel. Enjoy the rapture. I love you. Click. Step 11. The last meal. The last time your taste buds shall enjoy the richness of Mother Gaia's culinary offerings. Seek out something that sticks out in your memory as the most perfect meal of your childhood. The one time when you felt overwhelming happiness and security, with none of the anxieties, stresses, and confusion that adulthood brings, where everything seemed full of promise and opportunity. Death was barely a concern, and the vigor of youth made every single morsel explode with flavorful pleasure. If you cannot obtain such a meal, get some fun food like cheesy bread. Alright, step 12, apocalypse time! Grab the hand of your lover, hold them close, and prepare to meet your maker, just like the toys in Toy Story 3. If you do not have a lover, you may use a pillow, hand, vegetable, or autographed headshot of Rob Lowe. Goodbye, Eurygasmics, and see you in hell! Well, there you have it. It's a great list, so make sure you follow it to a T and you cross your I's. Alright, to get you started, I'm going to play some songs from my own personal apocalypse countdown set list. You're listening to DJ Easy Eargasm, counting down the end of humanity on WKCO Heaven, and hopefully soon from real heaven, God Heaven. So keep it tuned in, turned on, and on lock. Hit it!
That's great, it starts with an earthquake. Birds and snakes and aeroplane. Lenny Bruce is not afraid. I have a hurricane, listen to yourself. Churn world, serve its own needs. Dummy, serve your own needs. Beat it up, an ox beat, grunt, no strength. The ladder starts to clatter with fear, bite down. High wire and a fire representing seven games in a government for hire. The fury's breathing down your neck. Team, my team, reporters, babble, Trump, tethered crop. Look at that, no plane, fine, then. Uh-oh, overflow, population, common poop. But it'll do, save yourself, serve yourself. World, serve its own needs, listen to your heartbeat. Dummy with the rapture and the reverend and the right. Right, you patriotic, patriotic, slam, fight, bright light. Feeling pretty sight.
It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world.
Slice and burn, return, listen to yourself churn. Lock it in, uniform and book, burning blood, letting every motive escalate, automotive centerate. Light a candle, light a motor, step down, watch your heel, crush, crush, uh-oh. This means no fear, cavalier, renegade, steering clear. A tournament, a tournament, a tournament of lies. Offer me solutions, offer me alternatives, and I decline.
It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world. It's the end of the world as we know it.
Lester Banks, birthday party, cheesecake, jelly bean, boom, you symbiotic, patriotic, slam, but that, right?
Right.
It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. I feel fine.
It's the end of the world as we know it.
It's the end of the world as we know it.
It's the end of the world as we know it.
And I feel fine.
Let us
Am I gonna do this by myself?
Yeah, you should do it by yourself. Do it by yourself.
Okay, well, I think I'll try it in a different key. I'll try it in the normal key.
Yeah.
If it sounds bad, these people are just gonna have to wait.
Safe from you.
DJ Easy Eargasm, you're listening to Wild Weekend here on WKCO Heaven. Alright, let's do a read back on some of that music. You just heard, of course, Lake of Fire by the Meat Puppets. That's off of Meat Puppets 2. Before that, we had Viva Voce with their song Believer. Before that, we had The Man Who Sold the World, written by David Bowie and performed by Nirvana. That's off of Unplugged, of course. Before that, we had The Weirdos from L.A., California with Neutron Bomb. That's off of the terrific L.A. 77 punk compilation Danger House, Volume Dose. Get your hands on that, ladies and gentlemen, before you die. And we started off with the most obvious cliche possible. It's the end of the world as we know it, and I feel fine. That's by REM, which everyone knows stands for Receive Early Mammograms. Now, REM, in that song, predicts that the world will end with a giant global earthquake. You know who else thinks that? Current Cassandra Robert Fitzpatrick, author of The Doomsday Code, subtitle, God is Warning Us Through the Bible. Now, Robert Fitzpatrick is a retired subway conductor from Staten Island, the island most known for accurate predictions. He spent his entire retirement savings, nearly $150,000, putting up ads all over New York warning about the end of times through a giant earthquake. He really believes this is going to happen. You can see the ads everywhere. They're in every subway car next to Dr. Zizmore's back knee treatments. He got his ideas from a radio broadcaster out in California named Harold Camping. Harold Camping used precise mathematic techniques to predict the world's devastation. And according to these predictions, it's going to happen tomorrow, May 21st, 2011, at 6 p.m. All right, I admit, DJ Easy Eargasm is a born skeptic. All right, so I had to read this book for myself. And afterwards, like Viva Voce, I became a believer. So I'd like now to read a selection from the Doomsday Code. Doomsday Code, God is Warning Us Through the Bible by Robert Fitzpatrick. And in this passage, he reveals the mathematical formula that led to the discovery of May 21st, 2011, as the end of all days, the end of time. So sit back and listen as I read this passage in the voice of what I think Robert Fitzpatrick sounds like. You think he sounds like Pastor Pastafonso, then you and I think alike. But all right, let's listen, and I'll see you soon.
Boy.
From Chapter 8, God's Calendar and the Date of Destruction, a summary of the path to discovery. Number 1. We began on a path to discover the dates of destruction, knowing that there would come a time, towards the end of time, when time itself would end. Step 2. We discovered that the end of time would occur close to when the quote fig tree would quote put forth leaves. End quote. Obviously, this happened when God allowed Israel to triumph over the godless Muslims in 1948. The date of Israel's formation. Now all we had to do next was find out when the Jubilee was. Using 1948 as a starting date, we used a sophisticated Bible calculation, which informed us that the final Jubilee occurred in 1994. And that 1994 was a key year in God's plan. Step 4. Setting aside 1994, we made an obvious connection between Matthew 24 and the book of Daniel. This indicated a terrible period of 2,300 days would occur, in which there will be a transgression of desolation. Can't believe the biblical scholars missed that one. Step 5. Since it didn't seem likely that the 2,300 terrible days would begin in the Jubilee year, aka 1994, clearly this meant 1994 was the end of the 2,300 days. Using math, we arrived at the date 1988 for when the period began. Step 6. We then used math yet again to count back forward again to our Jubilee year 1994. Turns out that this is the exact year in which the Feast of Trumpets occurred. Coincidence? Hardly. Step 7. We then tried to determine the duration of the final Great Tribulation. First, we examined previous tribulations. We found patterns. We knew that the final tribulation had to feature the number 7, since the total duration of the previous tribulations did. Second, the final tribulation's number should be a ratio of 2,300 days to the number, so that it is approximately the same as the ratio we get for each earlier tribulation by comparing its first part to its total duration. Using math, we arrived at the number 8,400, which is the projected length in days for the current tribulation. Step 8. We take our 2,300 days of devastation and subtract it from our 8,400 days of tribulation and arrive at 6,100 days of duration. Add 6,100 days to 1994 and boom! we get May 21st, 2011. Thus, May 21st, 2011 is undoubtedly, mathematically, and indubitably scientifically the end of the world. We may be certain that these end-time dates were discovered only after much checking and rechecking, and only after a great deal of personal prayer. There you have it. That's proof enough for me. Tomorrow is the end of the world. So please, follow my end of the world activity sheets. Get the most of your last days, come on. You're already wasting however long listening to this jibber jabber. You've got a lot to do. But don't stop listening to this jibber jabber, because I've got more jibber to jabber. Next, we have some of my more famous... We have some more of my famous end of the world songs. I didn't make them famous. They were already famous. That's why I picked them. After that, I'll tie up some loose ends and we'll play our final game of academic jargon off. Literally final. I'm DJ Easy Eargasm. You're listening to Wild Weekend on WKCO Heaven. And just a reminder, make sure you go to wkcoheaven.blogspot.com to listen to all the other great WKCO Heaven podcasts before the world ends. Check it out. Alright, let's listen to some music. Oh, hit it! Hit it!
Jesus, Jesus. this court passes judgment, will the four defendants please rise and approach the bench?
Trust me, guys, it's all under control. The judge is my uncle. He'll take the insanity plea. Oh, yeah, don't forget my retainer balance.
Okay, I understand you guys are pleading insanity, claiming demonic spirits possess you to do these hideous murders. Can you please explain to this court how these so-called spirits made you into these raving madmen?
Bear witness as I exercise my exorcism. The evil that lurks within, the sin, the terrorism. Possessed by evil spirits, voices from the dead. I come forth with gravediggers in a head full of dread. I've been examined ever since I was semen. They took a sonogram and seen the image of a demon. At birth, nurses surrounded me with needles and drugged me all up with the diseases of evil. Grew up in hell, now I dwell in an Islamic temple. I'm fighting a holy war in the mental. Look deep in my eyes, you see visions of death. Possessed by homicide is what I am obsessed. Giving niggas brain dimples. Dragging their asses on my hook by their temples. The cause of death is unknown to the cops. Cause when I kill them, I'm not leaving one element, two or tops. First I'll assassinate them, and then I cremate them. Then take all of his fucking ashes and evaporate them. Or creep through the graveyard and hunt down your tombstone. Dig up your skeleton and stomp all your fucking bones. You try to haunt me, nigga, I ain't trying to hear it. Buck, 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 I give your ass a Holy Spirit.
Explain to this court when these problems first began.
The year 84, November, day 10. Overwhelmed by the wicked inspirations of an evil djinn. I realized my ideas has spawned for 400 years of blood, sweat, and tears. I saw the torture, brutal murder of my father. So my brain became stained with the horror. I'm having reoccurring nightmares of being soaking wet, strapped down to the electric chair. I got tackled with handcuffs and shackles and restraint in the bottom of a holy tabernacle. They gave me nothing to eat for 2 weeks and sold my eyelids open so I couldn't sleep. About to die from thirst, that's when the minister quenched my jaws with a cold glass of vinegar. Upon my wounds, they seasoned me with salt and knelt my hands and feet to the form of a cross. Ah, I cried as the blood dripped inside of my eye, refusing to die. Visions of hell tormented my fate, so I chewed my fucking arm off and made an escape.
Please calm down. Let us please proceed with the defendant's explanation.
Enter the realms of understanding and take good heed, or you could bleed while I'm scanning. Three stages of pure hell, 60 cages of red cells. Shh, raindrops hiss the pails. Path is dull and narrow. You stalk by a shadow. I pierced your skull with a fucking arrow. So narrow, only one could enter at a time. Stuck in the center, read the signs. A thousand doors to choose. You better hurry. Don't stop, shit is getting hot as a pot of curry. On your right side there's fire, your left deep waters. Watch your step, there's deep waters. What's that coming through the floor is a claw. Psh, took his fucking ass to the fucking core.
Stroll through the dark conditions. I stone you till I see sparks and frictions. I chop you like a coal miner. Then combine the drug and mix it with your blood. Some more, I give you some more and watch you crawl. Guts hit the floor, worms exit your pores. I trick you, ah, then I'm quick to syringe. Deep between my thoughts that bust out your skin. You scream, portraits of inflictable pain. You can't stand, you're up to your hands in quicksand. You're sinking and sinking deep into the earth. Thoughts was possessed since the first day of birth. My mental says, it's my turn to possess the matter. Stab you with a dagger up Jacob's ladder. Thoughts become shattered, confused and tragic. Fiery thoughts of grave diggers.
Guilty. Next case.
Global controls will have to be imposed, and a world governing body will be created to enforce them. Crises precipitate change.
Secretly plotting your demise. I wanna devise a virus to bring dire straits to your environment.
crush your corporations with a mild touch. Trash the whole computer system and revert you to papyrus. I wanna make a super virus strong enough to cause blackouts in every single metropolis, cause they don't wanna unify us. So fuck it, total anarchy and can't nobody stop us. You see, late in the evening, fucked up on my computer and my mind starts roaming. I create like a heathen, the first cycles of this virus like a sin through a modem. Infiltration hit your station, no Microsoft or enhanced DOS will impede. Society thinks they're safe when, bingo, hard drive crashes from the rending. A lot of hackers tried viruses before, vaporize your text like so much whiteout. I want it where file replication is a chore, lights out, shut down entire White House. I don't want just a bug that could be corrected. I'm erecting immaculate design. Break the nation down section by section. Even to the greatest minds, it's impossible to find. I wanna devise a virus to bring dire straits to your environment. Crush your corporations with a mild touch. Trash your whole computer system and revert you to papyrus. I wanna devise a virus to bring dire straits to your environment. Crush your corporations with a mild touch. Trash your whole computer system and revert you to papyrus.
I have already planned. The plan is programmed into every one of my 1,000 robots. We will not hesitate. We will destroy the
Homo sapien.
Please stay where you are.
Psst, I'm making some shit in my basement.
I wanna develop a super virus, better by far than an old Y2K. This is 3030, the time of global unification. Break right through they terminals, burn them all. Slaves to silicon, corrupt politicians with leaders and their keywords. FBI and spies stealing bombs, precipitate their plans in their face and catch the fever. Everybody loot the stores, get your canned goods. Even space stations are having a hard time. Peacekeepers seek to take our manhood, which results in the form of global apartheid. Ghettos are trash dumps with gas pumps, exploded and burnt out since before the Great Union. The last punks walk around like mass monks, ready to manipulate the database or break through them. Human rights come in 100th place. Mass production has always been number one. New Earth has become a repugnant place, so it's time to spread the fear that's fun to some.
Too long have we tried to extend our glorious empire out to the stars.
Devise a virus to bring dire straits to your environment. Crush your corporations with a mild touch. Trash the whole computer system and revert you to papyrus. I wanna devise a virus to bring dire straits to your environment. Crush your corporations with a mild touch. Trash the whole computer system and revert you to papyrus.
Welcome back. You're listening to Wild Weekend. I'm DJ Easy Eargasm. Let's do a read back on that music. We just heard Virus from Deltron 3030 off of his eponymous album, Deltron 3030, which is, of course, the alter ego of Del, the funky Homo sapien. Before that, we heard Odd Future's Superior Godparents, Gravediggas, with Diary of a Madman, off of one of my favorite hip hop albums of all time, Six. Beat Deep. Shout out to friend of the program, Albert Atrillo. We started off with an alternate take of Jesus by the Velvet Underground. That's off of Peel Slowly and See, the discography. All right, we have just enough time for a very quick game of Academic Jargon Off. In the mix are excerpts from an art history paper by a friend of the show, Gavin Darby, as well as excerpts from a history paper by yours truly. And to help us out with this jargon off, as always, I have the inimitable, back by popular request, DJ Moto. Hi, DJ Moto.
Hello.
All right, let's begin with number one, DJ Moto.
The flowery motifs were thought to be feeble, and the sensual curves were considered unnatural perversions of Baroque's angular composition. Gone was austere piousness of biblical themes. Banal were the depictions of fashionable socialites. Lewd and immoral was the blatant eroticism. But such are the snooty pretensions of pompous naysayers.
All right, very good. And number two, why don't you go ahead and read that, DJ Moto?
It was an extremely progressive notion that implied artistic appreciation was not solely the possession of the educated elite. Steadily, this faction gained influence, and the rigid rule of cantankerous cranks lost ground.
Hate those cantankerous cranks. All right, and last one, DJ Moto.
The nationalist narrative's narrow perspectives engender a radical reductionism in which wartime actions exist in decontextualized vacuum devoid of multiple perspectives, historical trends, or global links.
Thank you, DJ Moto.
You're welcome.
All right, and now I just have some last-minute business to take care of before the end of the world. Some very important things I need to do before apocalypse happens. And that is this. If you remember, back in episode 4, I described a strange experience I had with the Jesus and Mary chain. And I asked all of you to send in your own strange experiences. The responses I received were diverse and numerous, and too many to count, really. But I just picked a winner, which I thought was representative of all the responses. And that is by one Nathan G., and an old college classmate. And I'm going to read his story. I'm going to try to imitate his voice while I do it. So here I go. I went to the neighborhood where Jesus and Mary Chain grew up in Glasgow by accident. It looked like shit. All right. That was Nathan G's Jesus and Mary Chain experience. And with that experience, I now bid you farewell and bid farewell to the end of the human experience. Some would say the ultimate experience. Let me just say it has been such a pleasure to serve you and to talk to you, to massage you and give you advice. And maybe up there in heaven, I can do some sort of space podcast. I don't know. I'll have to consult my minister, should I say rabbi. But dead or not, apocalypse or no apocalypse, there's one thing that will always hold true, that you can always believe in. I've been DJ Easy Eargasm. This has been Wild Weekend. And here and in the afterlife, keep it tuned in, turned on, and on lock. Hit it!
Even though I met you only recently, I find myself falling in love with you. I don't know quite how to put this decently, but what's the chance that you could love me too? Who has made my dreams come true and turned my gray sky blue? Why, it's you. Ooh. Like amorous lovebirds do. Like I'm 17 again. You make everything beautiful seem true. I can't wait to go to sleep and dream again. Cause every dream I dream's a dream of dreamy little you. Has made my dreams come true and turned my gray sky blue. Why it's you. Like amorous lovebirds do, who made my world seem new. Tis, tis you, 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 you. You make the world go round, the sun go up and down, the flowers bloom. Children laugh and play. Shall we choose the day? Ooh, has made my dreams come true and turned my gray sky blue. Why, it's you. Amorous lovebirds do, who made my world.